It might seem like common knowledge that there has been a long time divide throughout history between science and religion. Those two things don't get to go together, right? Well, one new group of scientists says wrong. Stephen Barr is a physicist and a practicing Catholic. He recently started a national organization for Catholic scientists, and in his new book, The Believing Scientist, Essays on Science and Religion, he argues that there isn't this age-old conflict.
The idea that there were two camps, the religious camp and the scientific camp, they were at odds with each other, has no historical basis. In fact, for most of the history of modern science, those two camps were the same people. So, for example, most of the great founders of modern science in the 1600s, Kepler, Galileo, Descartes, Newton, Boyle, were very devout religious believers.
Right. So you think that this idea of scientific materialism, the idea that only matter exists, is sort of at the heart of this?
Yes. I think there is a war going on, so to speak, but it's not between science and religion. It's between a philosophy that's often called scientific materialism and religion. And scientific materialism is the idea that only matter exists, that that's the only reality. And there are quite a lot of people, including a lot of scientists, who think that scientific materialism is somehow implied by science, that science tells us somehow that the only reality is matter. But that's not really a scientific conclusion. That's a philosophy held by many, but by no means all or even most scientists.
And so if we believe that, if we believe in scientific materialism, does that account for any sorts of beliefs in anything beyond the physical reality?
Right. If one is a scientific materialist or a materialist of any sort, you think if only matter exists, then of course God doesn't exist. But not only that, even in a sense, we don't exist as spiritual beings. We're nothing but collections of atoms. And so materialists actually, for many of them, deny, for example, that we have free will. They say things like, for example, the late Carl Sagan said this about himself: I am a collection of organic molecules and calcium and water, called Carl Sagan.
So let's dig into some of these sort of classic debates over this. So this idea of evolution and Charles Darwin versus creationism, which is still a battle that goes on in some American schools. The Bible
right.
says that everything in the universe was created in 6 days.
You know, the Catholic Church, which is, you might say, the mainstream historically of Christian, of the Christian world, the Catholic Church never condemned evolution, never condemned Darwinism. Many people are surprised to hear that. The attack on evolution is coming from very literalistic views of the Bible. And even those literalistic views, that's a relatively modern phenomenon.
So you don't think there's a real conflict there at all?
Yeah, I'm a Catholic, and the Catholic Church has never condemned or even criticized the theory of evolution. That's always been the idea that plants and animals and so on evolved by some natural process has been perfectly acceptable to the Catholic Church.
And so let's talk about that. So you are a scientist and you're a Catholic. And so have
right.
you ever personally felt any kind of conflict between what you do as a scientist and what you believe as a Catholic?
No, on the contrary. In fact, it's really the same impulse that makes me a scientist and makes me a religious person. That is the sense, the belief that everything makes sense, and that everything holds together in some coherent way, and that there are answers ultimately to the big questions. And that belief that everything makes sense is what drives me as a scientist, trying to find those answers. But also, it's because I believe that everything makes sense that I think there's a God. And also a sense of wonder underlies both, a wonder at the world. Most of the great scientists up until about 100 years ago, most of the great scientists were religious, so all the founders of modern science. For example, Kepler, the great scientist 400 years ago who discovered the laws of planetary motion, he wrote, "I thank you, Lord God, our Creator, that you have allowed me to see the beauty in your work of creation." That was the typical attitude of scientists, that they were investigating God's creation and seeing the beauty and wonder of it.
And so now you've created this organization for Catholic scientists like yourself. Why did you want to do that? What's the motivation there?
Well, there are many motivations. One is one can feel isolated as a young person. Sometimes people keep their religious beliefs to themselves. in professional settings, and so have the illusion that you're the only one who has these beliefs, and also to some extent to witness to the world, to show the world that there are actually large numbers of religious scientists. After just a few months, we have 300 PhD members. We expect that to grow much, much larger, and we include some very eminent scientists in our ranks. So it's partly to show the world that this idea that scientists are all atheists is really just an illusion.
All right. Stephen Barr is the author of The Believing Scientist, Essays on Science and Religion. Stephen, thanks for joining us today.
Well, thank you very much.